morning we're continuing Chayyadam Hilchus Shabbos, and we're learning Klavov, and we learned Simon Yud Beis, where the Chayyadam talks about his recommended order, how he would recommend to say Kiddush, which he has the participants who are being Yotze with the Kiddush washing before the Mekadosh. We mentioned a minute that some people have it, even the Mekadosh washes before Kiddush. However, the standard minute by many people is to do the Kiddush, say Kiddush, and then wash afterwards. What should become apparent from this Chayyadam is that even if one does so, people should not really linger waiting after Kiddush before washing. They should really wash right away, because we see that we're trying to minimize as much as possible the time gap between the Kiddush and the Suda, because the Kiddush has to be at the same time as the Suda. So we're trying to minimize as much as possible the gap, so it's considered the Kiddush is at the same time as the meal. So if people will hang around after Kiddush, schmoozing, etc., then only finally go wash, and there's a significant break between the Kiddush and the actual meal, the Hamotzi, it's problematic. If the Kiddush is not done Mishas Suda, one is not yours to the Kiddush, and one can't eat. And if the person drank from the Kiddush, they were drinking without Kiddush. So you need to do Kiddush again, you can't eat, and whatever you drank before was also. So we don't want that, so it should be at least a strong motivation or push that people should try and wash as quickly as possible between the Kiddush and Hamotzi in order to minimize any type of gap. One scenario where we spoke about this is a scenario where a person is sukkahs. So if a person has an option to wash in the sukkah, that would be the best option. If a person says Kiddush in the sukkah and has to go into the house to wash, if the sukkah is immediately adjacent to the house, or the sukkah is a sukkah which is built into the house, so it's one of the rooms, so going from room to room is not considered a hefsek. It's not a shini mokum, which would therefore be a hefsek between the Kiddush and the meal. But a person has to go outside to go from the sukkah into the house, so you have a situation where the majority, it's going to be there's a change of place. The person said Kiddush, went elsewhere and then came back. So that's it takes away the halachic status of Kiddush Makom Suda, because you went elsewhere in between your Kiddush and the meal. So the Kiddush wasn't said in Makom Suda, there was something in between. So even some people who do not follow the minhag of the Chayyadam the whole year would recommend that on Sukkos, if you're in that situation, one of the options to deal with it is by having everybody wash before they go out to the Sukkah. So as soon as they say Kiddush, they say Motzi right away, and there's no problem of leaving the sukkah, thereby creating a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. Other options is everybody drinks a revias of wine. For order to be to Kiddush Makom Suda, we will see there is, we touched on this idea that a person has to eat a meal, or at least mezonos. If a person drinks a revias of wine, that counts like Kiddush Makom Suda, according to the Gaonim, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as an option. So every person would drink revias of wine after the Kiddush, before they go inside, we wouldn't have that problem. But otherwise, it's of course, if a person can wash in the sukkah, a person has a sink in the sukkah, or a person at least can wash right next to the door of the sukkah, they could put a garbage garbage can there and prepare a water station to wash, like a table with pitchers and a washing cup. So right outside the door of the sukkah, a person can wash and then come back into the sukkah. Those would be much better options than going from the sukkah to the house, which really would be very halachically problematic. Okay, the Chayyadam moves into Simon Yud Gimel, moves on to the halachos of the kais, and we'll talk about the And we'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.